Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Cephalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubcephalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie the Theater Lady, here to talk about God of Carnage at Little Lake Theater. How was it?
I enjoyed it. I had seen it before at the Public Theater, and at that point, it was done in such an intense manner that it was hard to see the humor in it. But last night, there was a lot of humor, and I'm just fascinated with the playwright, Yasmina Reza. Brilliant playwright. She also wrote Art.
Yes, yes.
And Lifetimes 3. Mm-hmm. Both very well received. But this particular play was first presented in 2007, God of Carnage, in Zurich, in German. And it won the prize, the Viennese Theater Prize, for the best German language play. So, of course, it had to be translated.
All right, and
it
so we
was
will,
translated.
We will be seeing it in English.
Absolutely in English.
And laughing in English.
And we can laugh in English. You could laugh in German, too. I'm not sure.
What's a German laugh versus an American laugh?
Ach, 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 ach. I don't know what they do.
I'd believe it.
But anyway, she's quite a playwright. A lot of her plays have some very common characteristics that are followed. And if you think about Art, mm-hmm. that play, you could see it too. She has no more than four characters. All the action takes place on one set. And I must say, last night, there was action in this play.
Ooh la la.
Very physical play. A couple of the actors have to be exhausted after each performance because a lot of physicality, which is kind of a surprise.
But, well, with a title like God of Carnage, I hope. Was there indeed carnage?
Not, well, actually, there was, yeah, something was destroyed. Actually, two things were destroyed.
Excellent.
But I won't let on what they were. I don't want to give a spoiler.
Yes, yes,
no spoilers. But this, the whole play opens up, the opening scene. It's two couples that have gotten together, and they're politely giggling and talking about just very mundane things. The dessert that they're eating, a clafoutie or clafouté, depending on who's saying it. There was a lot of...
It sounds very tame, but then the clouds crack asunder and doom reigns upon the earth. God of Carnage!
No, it starts out really elaborately polite. The characters are so polite, so refined and cultured, so upper middle class. Mm. Well, you know, the role that Art DeConcilus plays, he's a big corporate attorney for a pharmaceutical firm. So, you know, Mr. Button-down suit, continuously ringing cell phone to the point that the other characters become extremely annoyed with that, doing his big business deals. Mm. But the part about this play that I really enjoyed was the level of emotion. You know, it starts out very sedately, and then it's two couples who are discussing an incident that happened between their two sons at school on the playground.
Carnage?
Well, the couple whose son was the victim feels that there was some carnage there, in that his two front teeth were damaged.
Carnage!
The other
God of Carnage!
And the other one, the other boy with his, the perpetrator with a stick that hit the little boy.
More carnage! Yes! Godly carnage. More, go on.
Oh my gosh. So as they talk, very politely trying to solve their children's problems, and should the one apologize, shouldn't he, is he really sorry or isn't he? And you know, the voice of reason interjects every so often, for God's sakes, they're 11 years old, you know, and just, so anyway, so it starts very politely, then all of a sudden, the emotions rise and rise and rise, and then, boom, they pull themselves back down, and then they get the calm conversation going, and then the tension starts to mount again, and they get just a little wackier and a little more angry, and boom. And what I found to be really fun is that at first, of course, the couples were allied with each other, you know, mom and dad of the children. Well, then as the play goes on, all of a sudden the two fathers have bonded, and it's the fathers in conflict with the mothers. And then later, as they start to not get along, the two mothers start to bond. And then they're angry with the despicable husbands. And then they realize with their spouses. And then, so you just never know who is allied with who at any given moment.
Wow.
Which, it just keeps changing, which makes it even funnier because, oh, you know, they're all chummy and calling each other woof woof and their pet names, Deerzerling, and then all of a sudden they turn on each other and they're allied with the other couple. It was really, the conflict and the rise and fall in emotion was really fun.
You know what it sounds like to me?
No.
Carnage! For 2 hours!
I guess so.
Gods of Carnage, is that a metal band? I don't know. You're into heavy metal, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That's my thing. That is definitely my thing. Chrome dinette. You know it.
Does the God of Carnage himself show his face?
No, he does not, unfortunately. That would have really been exciting, but I think there was enough humor.
God of Carnage is a comedy. You must laugh or be smited by the God of Carnage. Oh, it doesn't get old. Well, good.
Not for you.
You will laugh at God of Carnage. The earth will tremble at with laughter.
But this author is actually playwright and author, wrote a book that I am most anxious to read. And it was a book based on nonfiction. She followed Nicolas Sarkozy for one full year before his 2007 election, which she won for president of France. And he's always been an interesting character to me. You know, he was married 3 times. His third wife, Carlo Bruni, the model, singer, kind of actress, very glamorous, much younger than he. And I just am anxious to see, since she describes Sarkozy as a pint-sized egotist, and she also hasn't had any contact with him since the book has been published, after shadowing him for one full year. So I think it'll be a pretty interesting expose. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, the no contact really does imply that maybe the book was not in his favor. But I suppose the book is also a comedy?
I don't think so. Well, we'll see.
You'll have to let us know. We can do a book review here
on Berg. Dusk, Dawn, or Night. Mm. That's the book.
Very good. So, God of Carnage. Carnage at Little Lake. Said the headline, God of Carnage at Little Lake Theater.
Oh, goodness.
Playing now.
For November.
Get a hold of yourself. Your laughter is causing carnage.
Through November 2nd. Oh, at Little Lake, November 2nd. There.
God of Carnage plays through November 2nd at Little Lake Theater.
But we didn't talk about any of the actors.
Tell me about them.
Well, Art D. Consillis was the button-down attorney.
Yes, we did talk about that.
We said that, but we didn't mention that this was the 97th play at Little Lake that Art has appeared in. 97th. So he has quite a history there.
Hmm. Are they going to give him the golden watch or at this point? That's like, that's...
His picture's already up on the wall.
Oh, well, there you go.
But I don't know. That's amazing. But it just, I think, shows how talented he is.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Over and over and over is cast, and he's very versatile. And this play last night, he was very believable as the attorney. I've also seen him be believable as the dog in Chesapeake.
Wow, that's quite a range.
And
although some attorneys are very close to
a dog, that's true. Good point.
So they may be parallel, in fact. But still, kudos to his acting prowess.
And he was very happy, I'm sure, that they didn't put him in a dress last night. They often do that.
Oh, those little leg jokers.
Yeah, I know. And he doesn't really
they like a good chuckle.
Those roles. Yeah. But, and then his wife in the play, Mary Liz Meyer.
Uh-huh, yes.
Was particularly funny to me last night because she has a way of going from this sweet, innocent, kind of gentle person into the eyes popping, the teeth bared in your face. I mean, she got in the other characters' faces, like really in their faces, and emoted such rage and did it in such a way that was funny, though.
Rage and
carnage.
Carnage! Yeah, you're getting it. Catch it on.
It takes a while for me. And the other couple was really cute. It was, help me with his first name. Carardi.
Greg
Carardi. That's it. And Jennifer Sinatra. And they looked like a perfectly matched couple.
Jennifer Sinatra.
Yeah.
This play is made for laughing. That's a Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra, right.
I'm stretching here. Back to carnage.
And they just looked like the perfect couple. They were well cast together. And
it sounds very well cast.
Start very sweet and innocently. And they're little yuppies. They're the host and hostess. And ever so polite. And then the blush comes off the rose. The true characters come out. I think a commentary. It's a bit of a commentary on middle class hypocrisy and middle class phoniness and the underlying savagery when people are defending their children.
Oh.
People can become closer to animals, you know, defending their young when it comes to their kids.
You used to be a teacher, so I've probably seen that. Know this firsthand.
I understand it.
You have seen carnage firsthand with thine own eyes, witnessed it in person.
I have, indeed.
But last night when you saw the play, you got to laugh about it. So.
Oh, I certainly did. It was well-received by the audience, and there was a good audience there. You know, for a rainy Saturday night, I was surprised. The people came out, so maybe they knew that they were seeing
The people of this earth shall flock to carnage, whether it be rain, shine, sleet, or snow. Carnage will live.
After all, it was the 2009 Tony Award winner for Best Play, so that's worth braving the elements for.
I should think so.
Yeah.
So we encourage everybody to get out to Little Lake and see...
God of Carnage!
There we go! Which runs until November 2nd. Indeed. Right. Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you, Brian. You made my day.
Oh, good. Good. Well, you know, you're dressed for it, too. You know, you've got all these warrior shields on your outfit today.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Going into battle with the God of Carnage.
Well, I try to dress, you know, there's something that kind of has significance for the play, so...
Kind of very Roman, very Grecian.
My battleship.
God of Carnage. God of Carnage. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming.
Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.